Okay, let's try this out. So this is the first scene with Henry Tsosi. See if I can scroll up far enough to see how you tell me to say that. Tsosi, okay. Not one word, the man said breathlessly. Don't make me cut your throat. She couldn't have said a word if she'd wanted to. His knee was practically forcing her diaphragm up her throat, and she couldn't breathe. Let go of your wand, he said. Easy now. Just let go of it. It was hard to obey. His grip on her wrist... The impact knocked the breath out of her again. You are one crazy girl, he said. Are you trying to make me kill you? The moon was bright in the sky, so she could see the man's features. He had long black hair, a prominent nose and cheekbones, dark skin, and a headband around his head. Definitely Native American. But he was not John Manuelito. You're not going to kill me, she said, dazed. She could feel her wand lying only a yard away and started to roll toward it, if only for the man's heavy boot to pin her shoulder painfully against the ground. You sure make it tempting, he said. Is that what orders do where you're from? Here in Dineta, we don't kill damnful kids if we can help it. You give me one more bit of trouble, though, and I'll put a transfiguration on you that you didn't learn in your Belagana school. I guess I also need to know properly how to say Belagana, but yeah. Orders? Alexander repeated, feeling as foolish as she had at the library, with a lot more injury added to insult. You're an Auror. Henry Tsosi, he said. Dineta Auror Authority. And you're under arrest.